leading the news this morning. Australian military personnel and fighter jets will begin being deployed to the Middle East this week. Speaking from Arnhem Land, Prime Minister Tony Abbott, as you saw, has told us the mission has clear and achievable objectives.
It's to work with the Iraqi forces, to work with the Kurdish forces, to ensure that they are reasonably able to control their own country, to protect their own citizens, to disrupt and degrade ISIL operations inside Iraq.
Prime Minister Tony Abbott. Britain's Prime Minister is taking a more cautious approach to the issue. David Cameron has vowed to hunt down and bring to justice those responsible for beheading British aid worker David Haines. While Britain is backing the international coalition against IS, it's yet to commit to airstrikes. A team of volunteers from Sydney will head to the New South Wales mid-north coast today to join the search for missing three-year-old William Tyrrell. Police aren't ruling out the possibility he's been abducted. William Tyrrell disappeared from his grandmother's home in Kendal on Friday. Air safety investigators will arrive today at the site of a fatal plane crash at Mudgee in the central west of New South Wales. A Victorian couple aged in their 60s died when the single-engine plane came down in a paddock while trying to land at Mudgee Airport.